So I didn't really think about any of the other points. So let's move further today. So basically, the Gemara showed it previously the Gemara in the last episode. The Gemara tried to imply to say that was needed to teach me that there's no chiyav of chaza and shok. I'm sorry. There's no chiyav of chaza and shok by chulin. Okay, because it says zayya mishpat hakohanim. This should be the mishpat of the kohanim that they get the zro lechayam mekeva matanos. So what's that excluding? So the Gemara thought it's excluding chaza v'shok because I would have thought to say chaza v'shok carries over to kal v'chomer from gadjim, but the Gemara says you can't possibly say chaza v'shok is going to apply by chulin because you can't do tenufa because you can't bring the chulin inside to do the tenufa. So therefore, don't think that. Okay, don't think that. Zach, there's no need to exclude Chaz V'Shok from Chulin. So therefore, you're back to it. So why does it say Zach? Zeh yeh mishpat hakohanim. It's just say mishpat hakohanim or whatever. Zeh is like an exclusion. It's a miyah. So what's Zeh excluding? So Zeh lamali is the second line on Kafam and Ambeis. L'chadur v'chista. D'amar v'chista. Mazik ma'anas kahuna. U'sha'achlan patr milashalim. Okay? So if you're mazik the matna skuna, or you eat them, you're putter from paying. Rashi. Mazik matna skuna. Kodem shenosam lekohen, hishlicham la'or aliyam. So before you give them to the kohen, you have these matanos, zorach la'ayim akeva. And before you give them to the kohen, or if you give them to the kohen and then you damage them, of course, you just mazik his stuff. But before you give them to the kohen, you just take them, you burn them, you throw them in the river, you see, or you eat them. So do you say you're chayiv to pay him? Mazik. Like a mazik. It's not yours, it's his. And you're mazik them. So Rav Chisda says pater. You don't have to pay. Why? Because of Zah. Because of Zah. Right? Zah is teaching you, no, you don't have to. Okay? Zah yenu. Is it Zah yenu? Zah yeh mishpat hakohanim. This is the mishpat hakohanim. That they get this. There's Zerol Lechnei Mekeva, nothing else. They don't get money, right? There's the Chesiv Behuzah. Here, let's read a little further. Gufa, Amar Chesah, Mazam Eskun Rosh Ochlam, Patan Shalai, my time, Yibai Sema, the Chesiv Zah, Yibai Sema, Shalai, Havalei Mamashen Latov. Okay, so the Chesiv Behuzah, the Chesiv Behuzah, I don't know where that is. The Gemara doesn't have that lesson, does it? The Chesiv Zah, Rashi. So he explains the limit. The mashma be'odon kayamos chayev l'nam. When they're kayam, you have to give them. When these things you have to give. I will inon kayamos. But if there is no more zaz anymore, they're not there anymore. Lo chayev hakosav ban tashlumin. The Torah is not mechayev. You're paying tashlumin. You have to give them, not tashlumin. Okay, them. You don't have to pay tashlumin. So that's one reason why. So that's the Gemara says. Rav Chisda says, Ibai Seima because of this limud. Ibai Seima, Mishun Havadei Mamon Shein Latovim. Or perhaps you'll say that really, I should be chayiv if I damage Manas Kona. Okay, not Zah. Forget Zah. If you ignore Zah, really I should be chayiv because they're the Kohen stuff and I damage them. But the problem is, it's Mamon Shein Latovim. Rashi, Ein Lo Bailim, Shichul Tvo B'din. Right? There's no specific Baal who could be tovaya him in a dintora. Shehu yachal lomar alal kohen achar ani nosei v'olcha. He could always say, any kohen who is tovaya him, it says, hey buddy, you damaged my matanos. He'll say, oh, it's not you, I was going to give it to somebody else. Right? And every guy, he'll win every single dintora. Right? And you don't say, oh, who? Well, it's not your business. Well, I don't know, someone. Right? And I'll say, every kohen, so there's no one who could win the case. Okay, so there's two possibilities of how to explain this halacha, Rav Chisda's halacha. Okay, and this Rav Chisda's halacha is going to be, I'm preparing, I'm on Kuflam and Aleph and Aleph. I'm still not out of this. So it goes for like at least an hour now, just tashmas and questions and whatever. And this is like where we're going to be here for a little while. Okay? What's that? Yeah. So you have two possibilities of explaining why. Chisda's halacha is imagine it's going to be a pot there, why? Is it because Zeh? There's a miyot of Zeh that you're only chayav to give them, not Tashlumin? Or no, really forget Zeh. you would be chayav to give tashlumin. But it's ain't lo tovin. Okay, so I guess we're going to have to define these things. Yeah. Tosus learns, what's a nafka minute in two answers? It's in the Tosus of Ibai Sema. If you want, you can look at it. It's, but in the middle, I'm not going to serve on top. Beika.
Yeah.
See, Beika ben hani tre lishni, the line lishni, ain't lo tovin. It's true, he can't get him in den. But he's still chayev. He's chayev to heal them. He owes them the money. It just turns out no one can get him in court. He's going to win every court case, but he's still chayev. Right? If you say, Zah, it means you're only chayev to give them themselves. You're not chayev to Hashem. So even the Neshamayim, you're not chayev to pay. Right? But if you learn that it's just a den in lo tovim, so potter means potter in a court, but you are still chayev. Right? So that answers your question, right? As you're saying in a Kalami, according to that, you are chayiv. But there's as we say chayiv, it can mean two things. One is you're obligated to pay him, because it's right, it's justice, whatever. But then there's a question in the courts. So pater can mean in the court, and in Torah, if you have the case, you're going to be pater. So you are pater, because you can be knocked off every single Kalami. But now, are you an avayim? Yeah, I mean, you're an avayim, chayiv to pay. But pater means in the court, the court's kipsak is going to be pater.
Right, but I'm saying, like,
you'd still
say
that. This is a new question. So, Yehuda asks, he says, yeah, but wait a second. If it's this is Ron asked this question on Tosus. Is that if you're chayim din shemayim, and pater means in Bezdin, so then you're always pater for giving matanos. Then what are you talking about if I damage the matanos? Just say, a Jew is pater from giving matanos. So what does it mean pater in Bezdin? Because if you don't sue him in Bezdin, then you're not going to be able to get him. There's no coin can sue him. No coin can get it. Right? But I guess you'd say in a chanami. In a chanami, if I mean, no coin can sue me. But if I damage them, then now you're already in the framework. See, then it's just a mitzvah. Of course, it's a mitzvah. So no one's in pater. You wouldn't say that it's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. But now you have the mitzvah, but now it's damaged. Now we're dealing with mazik. So now you'd say, now it becomes a din Torah, din amonis shaylos. It says din amonis is a bezin phenomenon. You know what I mean? Like if you're discussing the mitzvah, so of course you say the chayiv, and I can say pater, chayiv, and the chayiv, the mitzvah. But now if I damage them, so now they didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is over. But now it's a question is, I owe them the money. Because the mitzvah creates like a chayiv mamon. So now I owe them the money. So money, that's a court phenomenon. So we'll say, the money, the primary framework of money is courts. Din Yishmayim is like a secondary idea. It's like justice, I was supposed to give him all this justice, whatever. But I mean, but Din Yishmayim primarily is a court. Pater means you're pater in a court. You could say pater. But you can't say you're pater from giving manas guna. It's a mitzvah saseh to give manas guna. So yeah, it's true if a guy sees you in court, but it's primarily a mitzvah saseh. Once it's a mazik, it's not a mitzvah saseh anymore. Now it's primarily a Din Yishmayim question. The moment is the primary framework is in the court your potter. Now it's true though, objectively speaking, you're still Din Yishmayim, you still owe it to him. Okay? But the Ran wants this, the Ran, hopefully we'll get to the Ran at some point, but the Ran holds even Din Yishmayim, you're not chayiv.
You're
not chayiv. Even Din Yishmayim, you're not chayiv. Well, then you get to your question. If it's Mamun Shein Otovim, just because you don't have anyone to do away, you should still be chayiv. Just fine, so no one can see you, but still you should be chayiv. But it's still you not. Okay, so we'll hold that. But for now, we'll do it those. Okay. So what's the so what do we have to do? I think we should just take these things one at a time. Okay, so let's take the simplest halacha here. Okay, the simplest halacha is that if I damage, that I have the matanos, I have these parts of the animal, and before I give them to the coin, I damage them. So you think I'm chayev. So I damage this stuff. It's not mine, it says. Right? I mean, it's in my property or whatever. He says, I damage this stuff. But it says, pater. You're not chayev for mazik. Why? Because the pasuk says, zeh. Zeh yemesh bar kohanim. This. These are what the kohanim got. Nothing else. Yeah. So what's the idea? What's, so to speak, the Havin Maskana, or it's a question is, do you say, if I damage them, I would have thought you're chayav to pay damages. Kamash Milan, you don't. Because of the Lehman. So what's the idea of the Lehman? That's the idea. But it's a good point that Adam's raising. Like, why not say the Beis Din should go to him and say, you owe the Kohanim. You owe the Kohanim and you have to give them. So who? I don't know. Okay, I don't care. Whatever. You figure out who you want to give it to. Right, that's your question. Well, what do you need? So there's no guy who could be divided by you. But Beis Din should do it. Beis Din knows what's right. I think Aaron's right. I think it gets to a yisod fundamental in the way courts work. Beis Din, Dinei Torah, is that, or the role. I mean, this comes out from doing Sigis and Din Ramos, which if you've done, you noticed this. But is that Beis Din's role is not, they're not on like a justice mission. They don't go around the world, you know, finding injustices and fixing them. That's not their role. That's not the court system in the Torah. They're available. They're activated by a toin and a neta. They're activated. They are answering. They are chayiv to carry out justice, but they don't go out seeking justice. They're kavua. They're courts and they're sitting. They're fixed to take up the cause of anyone who is making a claim on anybody else. Okay, and their existence is dependent as hilchos tomim v'neta. Their existence is as a resolver of disputes between a tomim and a neta, and that's their job. Their job is not to go and figure out what the right thing is. In fact, that's why they don't feed. If let's say there's a court case, they don't go along and start telling the guy the tomim, oh, you should make this timer. This is, you're really right because this and that. They say, listen, what's your timer? Tell us your taina, buddy. And that's it. They don't go and give you what they think is the right taina. That's not there. They're not going to look for the right halacha. You make a taina, and they respond to your taina. And they make your taina, you make a counter taina, you give your arguments, and that's their role. They're determined. Their role is totally driven. It's driven by the toin and the neta. So if there's no one who could be toveya him, because every single toveya, the Beis Din is going to throw out, because he's going to say, the nitan, because the one who's being claimed against is going to say, sorry, I'm going to give us another coin, so every single court case is going to be thrown out. So you say, why doesn't the Beis Din just go and do it? They don't do that. It's a good question why, but that's just the fact, the way the court system in Torah is set up. Is it's totally determined. There's no like idea of the state. You know, like the state against whatever. It's like a civil. It could be the way civil courts are also. I mean, probably that's the way. I don't know that much about American law. But that's the idea of a civil case. Who's suing him? Like, there's no idea, like, the state sues him. I mean, the state, who's, I mean, unless the state is being damaged, but there's no idea the court that sues him. The court doesn't sue him. Who's suing him? Who's the claimant? And that's like the class action suits. You kind of get a partnership together. But you have to have someone who's suing you, like, that's the idea. So who's suing you? The court will answer some of the, I think that's the way. Courts don't just look for, you know, look for torts to find and to resolve. I mean, who's the claimant? Who decides? Right. So I think that's the answer. So Beis Din, you're saying, is why doesn't Beis Din step in and say, come on, this is right, this is just, forget about the fact there's no guy. That's not what Beis Din does. Beis Din is beholden to the claims of the claimant, and if you could knock off every single claimant, Beis Din's, that's it. No luck. Could you get away with it? Look, Dina Shemayim Yechayev too. I mean, God knows, but that's not the system of courts. Courts is not to carry out God's justice or whatever. It's to resolve disputes. Okay. Fine. That being said, so now back to the original point. So, but we're not dealing with that side, that argument of Einol Tov. We're dealing with the Limud says, Zeh Yemesh Barakonim, that you're only chayiv to give them when they're kayam. But once they're not kayam, then you're not chayiv to give them anymore. Once they're out of that existence, you're not chayiv to give their damages. The Torah didn't set up Tashlomim. So the question was, Avmi was Maskan. Right? Which side's easier? Matt, was he going to say something? Or is that Moshe?
Mm-hmm.
Matt? Yeah?
Yeah, were you going to say something instead?
What?
Were you going to say something? Or?
No, I was going to say which side is easier. But if you have a svara then, or a question, you know. Let me hold up. So let me just say, so Matt says a svara. Okay? A good svara. Which I'm in the middle of explaining, I don't think it's true, but it's a good svara. Okay? So the svara is that I'm going to say it the way I'm saying it, but I think it's almost exactly what you're saying. You'll tell me afterwards if you have a problem. So is matanos, so to speak, just like a mitzvah saseh? It's a mitzvah asai to take these body parts and give them to the hand of the goyim, right? Or is it a chiyuv of like dinei mamonos? It's like a halacha of like you owe him. He has like a schos mamon. It's like a dinei mamonos halacha that you owe him. These are either, you can say they're his, he owns them, or he has a right to them. Either way, but right, it's a dinei mamonos. Essentially, it's a phenomenon of dinei mamonos. Okay, that it's a, however halachically he actually owns them, or he has a schos to them, because whatever that is. But something like that, he has a dinei mamonos right on them. If you say to Mrs. Asai to give these things, you'll say, Mrs. Asai to give these things. Now, if I damage them, so they're like, look, I messed up. But what am I supposed to do? Give money? What does it do with money? That's not the mitzvah. Zap. This is the mitzvah. This and this alone. But if it's a dinim onus halacha that I owe him these things, so then if I damage them, so now with that dinim onus, he has a schus on the object, and I've taken away the object, so I have to give him tashlum, like anything else, any other thing in dinim onus, right? Right, so Zeh would be teaching you. It's not really a dinim onus halacha. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of a nesina. Right, a mitzvah of a nesina. This to him. So that's a good spot. Now, according to this, so I'm asking a question now. Why I don't think it's true? Okay, and this is yeah, I had this spot also. This Zimmer pointed this out to me. Okay, which so here's the case. Let's say again, there's a suffix whether I am chayv in matanos or not. I don't know, something whether I already gave them, I don't know, whether the animal, I forgot the case exactly. But there's a case. Okay? Somehow you could kind of knock the suffix whether that thing is chayav matanos. Okay? So, I'm not sure whether I'm chayav matanos. I'm not chayav matanos, so the question is what do you do? What's the halacha? Is that if you look at it in the framework of dinei mamonos, right? So the saying is the coin's going to sue me. Right? And he'll say, hey, I think you may owe me these matanos. Maybe. So the principle is the most available raya. Right? That's the way the mamonos always works. Is that if you want to be motzi, if you want to take something from another guy's property, so you have to prove it. The burden of proof is on the guy who's trying to be motzi the mamon. So the kohen is the one who's trying to take the money from the guy. So he has to prove it. Okay? Because, I mean, even if you say the Kohen has a right on it, but bottom line is, it's in my property. It's in my domain, under my jurisdiction. He has to take it from me. Okay? Fine. But what would you say if you learned the other way, that it's a din of just the mitzvah I say to do a mice in the scene to the hands of the Kohen? And what would you say if it's a suffix?
Zim Doresa?
Yes.
So you'd be kind to me?
Right. So you say Doresa Lachamra. Right? Yeah, Doresa Lachamra.
What do you
say? You have to give him the thing, not pay. You'd have to give him the stuff. Yeah, you have to give it over because it's suffix, but suffix is a mitzvah. So mitzvah say the oraisa. If I'm a suffix, whether I am chai, whether I did the mitzvah or not did the mitzvah, so I have to do it. Right? So mitzvah say. So it's an open halacha that you're potter. It's an open mishnah. Okay. Ger. This is Uncle Vam Damanav. Gershon is Geyer. Vahisel Opara. Okay, nishvet. So let's say Ger converts and he has a cow. So nishvet hajlo in this guy, or if he shechts it before he converts, so he's potter, right? Because he's not chayav matanos as a guy. The chiyuv kicks in at shechita, and he's a guy. Mishin is guy or chayav. If he shechts it afterwards, he's chayav. Safek, like let's say it's a safek. You don't know when it was shechted. Right? Let's say his messenger shechted it, and you don't know at what moment, right? Shechted it, we don't figure out what time it was, and we don't know, it was right around the same time. It's Potter, Shemot Samacher, of Olav Raya. Okay, so you're Potter, because one of the Olav Raya. So, right, I want to see something with the Reis Lachamah. Right, that's a stomach question. Why do you see something with the Reis Lachamah? It's a mitzvah. Right? So, what's the answer? What's the answer? Why do you see something with the Reis Lachamah?
You see, it's really Dini Mamonos.
Because the mitzvah saseh is to that you have a dine mamonos obligation to the kohen. That's what the mitzvah is, right? To follow, to owe him. You know that you owe the deraisa. The Torah says you owe him this gift. Now, since it's the deraisa grabs hold of the framework of mamonos, and it's a deraisa to active it, to act like it is, to treat it like it is, to follow the zchus. So therefore, if in dina mamonas and mitzvah hilav raya, so I am following the dina mamonas that it says. It's a suffix. It's not mitzvah hilav raya. So in other words, since the raisa is positing a chiv of dina mamonas, so then when it comes to a suffix, the way it's going to be resolved is vis-a-vis the halachas of dina mamonas. Because that's what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying is he has a dina mamonas, he has the dina mamonas right on it. Oh, now it's suffix. Oh, suffix, and dina mamonas, suffix, and mitzvah hilav raya. But if you learn that the mitzvah is purely like a maisa nesina, a maisa mitzvah v'al, like a regular maisa mitzvah, so then how can you say mitzvah v'raya? It just there's nothing mitzvah v'raya. That's a principle in Din Ramanus and Tovin Eddan. It's not a principle in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, you have a different principle. So it seems, and this is a Mishnah. So you can't have a chista and whatever. I mean, this is a chista samarayim. If I say ma, doesn't mean this, doesn't mean that. I mean, you can't. This is just an open fact, right? I mean, undisputable. Okay, so therefore, it seems to be it's a given from this that it's given from this fact that it's that it's definitely a thing about us. Okay, and this is a Zimmer point this out to me. It's a benefit. I mean, he did the whole parak, so this is already in Kaplan and Dalit, you know. So, you know, you have the advantage of, Yeah. Okay. So, you know. Exactly. So, Matt Sparta is saying is that Zeh means Zeh's teaching you is really just a Maisa Nesina of Alma, and therefore you only give this. You don't have to give damages because it's just a Maisa Nesina of the Chavta. So, but that contradicts the Mishnah. Then you have a Lima, which contradicts the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Mishnah of Raya, so he sees the Ramanas. Right? So although it's a good svara, it's a good example. Like good svaras don't have to be true. You know, not every good svara, I mean it could be a good definition. Doesn't necessarily mean it's really explains the sugya. You know? So it brings us to the problem is that if you say that bottom line is it's definitely mazik, it's definitely dinah dinah mamonos, and now if I'm so now basically the Torah is setting up a zchus mamon in the thing by the Kohen is chus mamon in the matanos. So now if I'm a mazik them, so it's like a mazik son of the mammon of the kohen. I'm like damaging the thing which he has a chosen. Right? So why can't he be tovei me? And then why am I not chayev? And I should be chayev. Comes along the limud and says, Zeh means you're only chayev to give, only when they're chayev you're chayev to give them. But if they're not chayev, the Torah is not machayev you. If they're not chayev, if they're not existent, the Torah is not machayev you in tashlum. The question is, how could that be? If it's dinam onus, then dinam onus, if you damage another guy's stuff, they're a mazik. If I have to pay, well, I mean, how could the limud just exclude it? If it is dina mamonas, how could it do that? What's the sense of that limud? The idea of Mosav Avaraya shows you he's a motzi. I mean, he has a status in dina mamonas as a collector, as a guy who's suing you to try to collect his stuff. So you see, apparently he has a real zchus mamon. It's not just a chiv that you have to support him or you have to give him stuff or whatever. He's really a litigant who's making a claim. So the Torah means he really has a right in mamonas. And he could be motzi. The only thing is, if it's a suffik, a motzi of raya, you can't be motzi with a suffik. But he really is a motzi. He's a dina mamonas right in the thing. So if he's dina mamonas right in the thing, so if a guy's dina mamonas right into something and you damage it, so then you're damaging his rights. He has the right of collection of this object and you're damaging the thing. So now that's worth something. The collection, the right to collect something is worth $100 or whatever it is. So now you're damaging his thing. So how can you not be chayav to pay tashlum? So the gzeiras kasuv comes along and you're not. What's the sense of that? How does that work out? We work on this over the weekend. So we have to define this, and I think we also have to define this question of Mamashin Latova. You see, it's not so simple. Do you say Mamashin Latova? Do you say that this is that if you are Chayev, let's assume you forgot Zah for a second. Right? Assume if you got Zeh. So then really you'd say it's a chiyuv mamon and I should be paid damages. But comes along the Gemara, Chista says, no, even though you should be, but me Mashiach will tov, you're potter. Apparently the other way to learn would be that there is a tovah. And I think later in the Gemara it has that as a possibility, that there is a tovah. And you'd say, the first Kohen, yeah. If you look just a little bit in the Gemara, it says, Mitzvah, Zeh Yemishpet HaKohenim, Elam Yishem HaTanos Din. Doesn't it mean that you could collect it within a court? So Rashi says, what does it mean you collect in a court? Mishpat Mishpat Malash Din Dayanu Niskakim Laham Lotziyam Dayanu. The courts actually will take it out with the Dayan. Alma Kohen Rishon HaTovan Motziyan Miado. The first Kohen who comes and collects it will be able to collect it. The Kasher Chesed Damatanus Kuna Mamshin HaTovan. So Chesed says the same HaTovan. The Gemara implies there are Mishpat, it's Din and Dayanim. The first Kohen who comes and sues him can get it. So apparently there's a question here whether or not you say Matanos or Mamashen Otovim and no one can collect, or you say no, the first Kohen who comes to collect gets it. Right, so that's another thing we have to define. Okay? Good. I mean, these are fundamental questions. I mean, this is revolving around these things. So we gotta get these things to be clear. Okay?
Is it a separate Havamin Moskva for
Mamashen? I think so. These are two different answers. They're right. Two different explanations. So, I mean, they happen to both be leading towards the same conclusion, factually, but I mean, they're two different questions. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, for our purpose, we'll take them separately. Okay, two totally different ways. Okay? We good?